Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone to Miller Park here in Waite Park. I'm Rick Graminon, you are their sports, and it is the second round of the Section 6AA softball playoffs on You Are Their Sports today as the top-seeded Piers Pioneers taking on the number 8 seed out of Sauk Center, the Main Streeters, coached by T.J. Schmiesing, while Matt Pepping is the head coach in the Pioneer dugout. Pioneers with a record of 20 wins and only one loss. They just played this Sauk Center team on May 25th. So just about a week ago, a little bit over a week, and they pounded out 5 home runs in that ball game in a 14-1 5-inning victory in the next-to-last regular season game. So Piers 20-1, Sauk Center is 12-9. Leading off to start things off is the Sauk pitcher, Maddie Nelson. Maddie Nelson, Lana Walter, and Brenna Beck to face Tori Wagner as we get set to go here at Waite Park. Outfield straight away, 220 all the way around, and the first pitch is high for ball one. Right-handed hitting, Maddie Nelson. The wind and Wagner's pitch is swing and a miss, strike one. A nice day to wear the all blacks for the girls on an 87-degree game time temp as we get underway at 5:01 here as Wagner, the senior, rocks, fires, and it's a swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. And already the scoreboard operator has fallen behind in his duties. The 1-2 pitch from Wagner, and it's swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the way the game begins with a Tori Wagner strikeout. So one out. And the batter is Lana Walter, the outstanding freshman catcher. School record 42 hits this year. Pops it up to right. Is it caught? It is. Emily Daler settles underneath, and that's out number two. On the first pitch. And Brenna Bick will bat, the third baseman and number three batter. It is the regular lineup here for Coach Pepping. It's Brenna Dickman catching, sister Erica Dickman at first, Liz Kellish at second, the shortstop, Kiara Olish, and over at third, Emma Melby. It goes Hallie Zupan, Emily Sedlovsky, and Emily Daler. And the first pitch from Wagner, fired in for strike one. On deck is Maggie Waring, the first baseman for the Streeters. As they were winners over 9-seed Painesville. Next pitch, a little bit inside from Tori. Ball and a strike. Ella Froseth, Lisa Weir, Jada Struss, Greta Kerfeld, and Kate McEwen rounding out the lineup. As the wind, the pitch, and it's ground ball to Olish at short. Kiara to Dickman for the out, and that's the inning ending, ground out there, short to first. So the Pioneers will come to bat here. And we'll see Maddie Nelson out on the pitching circle here. Maddie did not pitch. She played first base about a week ago when the Pioneers went over to Sauk and won 14-1. As they had a big game with Kimball the next day, and they wanted to save Nelson. That game meant a lot more for Sauk Center and their seedings than the Piers game did. But it'll be the regular batting order here established for Coach Pepping, and it has been pretty standard since the midway point of the season when they moved a couple of girls up. And it's Kiara Olish, the shortstop. Hallie Zupan batting second and playing left. Hitting third is the catcher, Brenna Dickman, batting cleanup. Second baseman, Liz Kellish. Hitting fifth at third, Emma Melby. Batting sixth, Emily Sedlovsky. She is the center fielder today. Kelsey Cummings, senior designated player. She'll bat for Tori Wagner. Emily Daler bats eighth and plays right. And batting ninth at first is Erica Dickman. Pioneers, big winners over Malacca the other day. to get to this game, 21-4. Sauk was a 9-6 winner over Painesville. The lineup in the field for Coach Schmiesing, Lana Walter is the catcher, playing first, Maggie Waring. Ella Froseth at second. The shortstop is Lisa Weir. At third, Brenna Bick. And in the outfield, it goes Gabby Dickinson, Jada Struss, and Kate McEwen. And here we go with the first pitch of the game for right-hander. And it's low for a ball. There are three other games going on in this section. Here's Kiara Olish coming off a two-homer game the other day at home. And next pitch is upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Pioneers have packed a lot of punch up and down their lineup. And that's a strike called on the next pitch from the right-hander for Sauk Center, Maddie Nelson. Zupan to follow. And the windup and the pitch popped up down the left field line, chasing Dickinson, and she will juggle but catch. And there's one out here in the bottom half of the first.
Not bad in the left fielder, number 16, Hallie Zupan.
Here's Hallie Zupan now. Hallie walked three times on Tuesday. They were not going to let her connect, but boy, did she hit a home run in Sauk about a week ago, one of the longest softball home runs I've seen. First pitch is a ball outside to Hallie with Dickman to follow here. Bottom of the first, no score. Hallie checks, and it's a strike in. Couldn't quite pull the trigger on the offering from Maddie Nelson. It's 1-1. There's one out here as the Pioneers bat residing in the third base dugout here, and Zupan lets that one sail for ball two. Corners up. They shade Froseth at second up the middle. And it's now 3-1 as the next pitch is high again. Pioneers hit five home runs against Sauk, a school record that day. As a 3-1 pitch from Nelson. Driven to center and in for a hit, and it gets by the center fielder. Zupan around first. Zupan touches second, sprints for third, and she's in. Hallie Zupan ends up at third base on a sharp single that gets under the glove of Jada Struss and rolls all the way to the wall. And the Pioneers have a runner at third with one out as Struss picked up the glove a little earlier. That ball really got on her in a hurry, and there was nobody backing that up. It was a long retrieval for Struss. And the first pitch is a called strike here to Brenna Dickman, the junior catcher, 0-1. Pioneers trying to get on the board here early as Nelson throws a change, and it's a good one, swung on and missed. Had Brenna a little off balance on the swing. Two strikes, there is one out. So the Pioneers, despite the exciting play there, they've not finished the mission yet. There's one foul back, and it stays 0-2. To Brenna Dickman. The other game's going on here across the way, directly beyond the center field fence, is Cathedral, the 4-seed and 5-seed Holdingford. As the pitch is swing and a foul, says the umpire. The winner of this game moves on to tomorrow's action. The loser of this game will stay on this field, play about 7 o'clock tonight against the loser of that Holdingford Cathedral game, and that turns into an elimination contest. Brenna, ground ball, base hit, 1-0 Pioneers. Brenna Dickman spanks it up the middle to bring home Hallie Zupan. Nice piece of hitting with two strikes. And here's the courtesy runner, Alyssa Sedlovsky. Alyssa will courtesy run. So Liz Kellish will bat with one out and a run in for the Pioneers in the bottom of the first against Sauk Center's Maddie Nelson. The other games in the facility here, you've got 6-seed Osakis taking on 3-seed Albany. And then it's 10 seed Pillager, a game against 2 seed Annandale. Kellish, ground ball to third. They'll go to second, and the out is recorded there. Fielder's choice, 5-4. And that's out number two.
Now batting the third baseman, number 22, Emma.
So Kellish is aboard at first, and Alyssa Sedlovsky can get back into the shade. Forced out on the bouncer to the Melrose third baseman, Brenna Bick. Here's Emma Melby now, senior third baseman, with a runner on and a runner in. Melby hits a fly ball to left. Should be playable for Dickinson, and she's got it to end the inning. For the Pioneers, they get a run on a hit. There was an error and one left. And after one here in Waite Park in the Section 6AA quarterfinals, it is Piers 1 and Sox Center nothing. As we will head to the second with the Main Streeters scheduled to send up 4, 5, and 6 in their lineup, and that will be Maggie Waring, Ella Froseth, and Lisa Weir as Tori Wagner into the pitcher's circle, and the girls will fire it around. Now, taking a look at the other matchups going on here in the section quarterfinals today, all but one of them are rematches of regular season, late regular season ball games. The only two teams that didn't meet during the regular season that are playing today is Annandale Pillager. They did not play. Annandale 19-2 is the 2 seed, and Pillager was the only low seed to win in the opening round. They knocked off 7 seed Long Prairie Gray Eagle to advance to the double elimination portion of this tournament. Albany, the 3 seed, taking on 6 seed Osakis, and they did play on May 14th, and Albany won a close one, 5-3 that day. In the Holding Ford Cathedral matchup, 4 versus 5 seed game, and that was a slugfest back on May 18th. It was Cathedral outlasting Holding Ford 21-13 that day. So the second inning about to get underway for Tori Wagner. Piers 1, Sox Center nothing. And Wagner ready to fire here. And it's a swing and a miss. Tori has been outstanding all year long. The two-headed pitching combo of Wagner and Sedlovsky this year. 0-1 to Maggie Waring, and there's strike two. 9 seniors on this Pioneer roster. As the 0-2 to Maggie Waring. Low for a ball, little in as well. 1-2. Nobody out here. Sedlovsky plays straight away out in center. Zupan in left. Daler in right. Looks like Emily shielding her eyes over the high sky. Chased an inside fastball, that rise ball that Tori is so good at. And there's one away on the strikeout. So one out on Wagner's second K of the ball game, and she'll see her first lefty here. This is the second baseman, Ella Froseth. They'll play her the opposite way. With a lefty up, the center and left fielder's shade towards the line and a little bit high, says our umpire behind the dish today for a 1-0 count. Froseth and then Weir in the order. Folks with lawn chairs, there's a swing and a miss. 1-1 here to left-handed hitting second baseman Ella Froseth. White jerseys, maroon pants, and a good knee-high pitch there, and it's a 1-2 count now. White batting helmets, kind of a maroon shoulder pad stripe with letters and numbers in maroon as well. Swinging a foul towards left, and they'll chase that one down, and the count rides along at 1-2 to Froseth. One out on the strikeout of Maggie Waring. It's gone strikeout, fly to right, ground to short, strikeout, 4-up, 4-down here. As Wagner twirls that ball in her right hand, settles it into the mitt, and foul back. That one was up and in, and Froseth keeps alive. Well, school is officially out at Piers as they had a half day today, and the kids said goodbye to their friends and teachers for the summer. And have a great summer, kids. We'll see you in the fall. In the air to left, Zupan chasing, and Hallie makes a wonderful catch. Hallie Zupan with a diving catch in foul territory.
Now batting to shortstop, number 4, Lisa Weir.
And that is the second catch she has made that you just don't see very often. She made a running towards the fence back to the infield catch at the wall against Malacca on Tuesday. So two outs, and here is Lisa Weir, the shortstop. In every game, you need some help from your defense. A bunt is going to be spinning foul. Wise decision there by the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Bunted in the air about 20 feet up the third baseline. Brenna recognizing it had plenty of spin and English on the ball. And it kicks foul for a strike. I don't think they would have got the fleet-footed Lisa Weir on a throw. So one strike with two outs. They play her straight away. There's one a little bit low. Where we are seated up here in the Crow's Nest, behind home plate, behind the grandstand, that catch that Hallie just made, I didn't even see it because the dugout on the third base side shields my view. There's a swing and a miss. So I took my cues from the Piers fans that are seated right in front of me that could see it, and when they jumped up and cheered, I said, well, she caught the ball. One and two. Change up, swing and a miss. What a dandy change there. And Sock is out in order. Three up, three down. And the Pioneers will come back to work here in the second inning. They got an RBI single from Brenna Dickman in the first inning to get Hallie Zupan across. Piers with a run on two hits. Sock Center has no runs, no hits. Sock has the only error in the contest. As Maddie Nelson, the right-hander, goes to work. Pioneers, if they win here today, move on and would face the winner of the Holding Ford Cathedral game. That game will be tomorrow, but it is not set in stone when that will be. And the reason being is Holding Ford High School graduates tomorrow night. Now, if the Huskers win one of their possible two games today, they're going to move tomorrow's schedule up to accommodate the Holding Ford graduation. Holding Ford, if they beat Cathedral, then it's a done deal. The schedule will change. If Holding Ford loses across the way against Cathedral but comes here and wins, then again, the schedule would change. And it would be a winner's bracket game at 1 o'clock, loser's bracket game at 3 o'clock. So there is a possibility that the Pioneer girls here could be playing at 1 instead of 5 tomorrow, which would be awful nice for me because then I can get to Foley for the 5 o'clock baseball game. Here is Emily Sedlovsky, the senior center fielder, and Emily chops it back to the pitcher, and that'll be a quick out. Right back to Maddie Nelson off the bat of Emily Sedlovsky, and now it's the designated player, Kelsey Cummings. Today's game brought to you by Sunrise Ag, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete. The Piers Legion Park board as a first pitch strike is called. On deck is Emily Daler as the Pioneers work their way through the lineup. There's a fly ball to center. Struss started in, now backs up, and that is caught. Nice catch by Struss. She almost made that fatal mistake of coming in, but able to get back on that ball and make the catch. So put out by Jada Struss for out number two. And now it's right fielder Emily Daler. Daler homered against Sock Center a little over a week ago. And there's a nice pitch by Nelson for strike one called. Erica Dickman would round out the lineup here. As the pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side, and that's going to be dropped at short, and safe at first is Emily Daler on the error at short. Lisa Weir not able to come up with it cleanly, and it's a two-out error allowing Daler to reach and keep the inning alive for Erica Dickman. Dickman with a big game out of the nine spot on Tuesday. She drove in four runs. There goes Daler. The pitch was high. The steal is accomplished. And it is 1-0 now with an RBI chance for Erica Dickman. So Daler into scoring position as Matt Pepping gives her the steal sign right away. Here's the next pitch from Nelson, and she chased it off the plate for a strike. 1-1. There are two outs, runner at second. Erica against Malacca had a two-run single in the first, an RBI single in the second, and an RBI ground out in the second. Four ribbies. In the air to center, right at Strauss, but she started in, and that time it cost her. Daler scores. Dickman into second with an RBI double. And the Pioneers take advantage of the extra out. RBI double. So the error opens the door, and Erica Dickman kicks it in. And now top of the order, Olish, who flew to left to lead off the first. And the pitch is Olish. Struss again will have to go back at the wall, and she makes the catch on the warning track. Jada Struss has got to be thinking, what did I do to Pierce? Seemed like every ball that happening came at her. She had one get over her head, and it gives the Pioneers their second run. As the Pioneers have scored a run in each of their first two trips to the plate, they now have two runs on three base hits. There are two sock errors already, and the Pioneers leave Dickman on base, meaning they have stranded two runners so far. So Jada Strauss with a couple of catches that inning. In the first inning, the bulk of the fielding went to left fielder Gabby Dickinson. She had two putouts. So Wagner to work in the third here. Nice little breeze coming in the window there. I can stay right there. 2-0 start here for the Pioneers. You go to the third, Sox ends up. Who else but Jada Struss. Then the DP, Greta Kerfeldt, and the right fielder, Kate McEwen. Top of the third here for the Sox Center Main Streeters. Record of 12-9. They've won their last two. Mentioned they had a big game against Kimball the day after they played Pierce. They ended up beating the Cubs that day 17-13. And the first pitch is inside at the knees, ball one. 7-8-9 here in the Sox Center lineup. Torrey has faced six, retired six, three of them on strikeouts. And there's a strike called. 1-1. One strikeout in the first, two strikeouts in the second. Leadoff batter here for Sox Center is Jada Struss. Swing and a miss. Torrey looks pretty locked in here. Nice after Tuesday's win over Malacca. Torrey, who was a Morrison County Dairy Princess this year, served ice cream treats to everybody afterwards. So she finished up pitching, went and got her sash and crown and tiara and handed out ice cream sandwiches. 1-2 to Struss. High. Good take that time by Jada. 2-2. Right-handed hitter. Zupan in left, Sedlowski in center, Daler in right. There's a chopper to Olish. Kiara up with it in time, and that's out number one. And now DP Greta Kerfeldt will bat for the first time. With the bases empty and one out, Kerfeldt bats for left fielder Gabby Dickinson. Melby plays close to the bag at third. As here is the first pitch from Torrey, and it's a little bit high. 1-0. Pierce gets an RBI single from Brenna Dickman and an RBI double from Erica Dickman to account for their two runs. The next pitch, swing and a miss, takes it to 1-1. On deck is Kate McEwen. 220 down the lines, 220 to center. And there's one foul back to the screen here. It doesn't take long to get to the backstop. Of course, when you have a facility like this, you kind of make use of every square inch available, so they do keep the backstops relatively close to home plate areas in order to fit in a little cloverleaf pattern here. And there's one just off the plate. Good take, though, by the batter, Greta Kerfeld. 2-2 the count. Pierce 2, Sox center nothing. We're in the top of the third, one out here in Waite Park. Swinging a foul off the handle, dribbles into the Sox dugout. Tori Wagner again takes that yellow softball, kind of rolls it in her fingers, and now goes into the windup and strikes her out swinging. Wagner, two up, two down here in the second. Our third inning, excuse me. Kate McEwen now, the ninth hitting right fielder with two outs. That is strikeout number four for senior Tori Wagner. And the pitch by the righty is just inside. McEwen wearing number seven. Tori, all the infielders wear that face mask. It's not mandatory, but it's advised. Next pitch, a little more inside, and it's 2-0. Tori, the straps that hold Tori's, they're a bright pink. 2-0 here to Kate McEwen. Swing and a miss. Good movement on that one. 2-1. The top of the order, Maddie Nelson would hit next if McEwen reaches. 2-1 pitch. That is ruled low. 3-1 now. It's the first three-ball count for Tori Wagner this afternoon. Peers up 2-0, two outs. And that pitch is on the inside corner, and that brings it full, 3-2. Wagner trying to win this 3-2 battle here with right-handed hitting Kate McEwen up high, and that's ball four. Streeters get their first base runner on a two-out walk. Maddie Nelson now will bat. She went down on strikes her first time. As Tori Wagner starts over in the lineup now with a runner on, and Nelson watches a strike come across. The thing about Tori, what she's able to do, she does not leave a ball up in the strike zone unless she wants to. She throws that rise ball, and she will keep it kind of waist and below until the hitter's sitting on that. And there's a change that is weakly swatted back to the screen for strike two to Nelson. Two outs here on a ground out and a strikeout, and then the walk, giving Sock their first base runner. Oh, so many questions coming my way. The 0-2. Swing and a foul tip, and that's held by Brenna Dickman. That's a strikeout. Brenna Dickman gloves the foul tip to end the inning, and Sock leaves a runner on base. No runs, no hits, no Piers errors. One Main Streeter stranded. And the Pioneers will go to work in the bottom of the third inning, trying to build on a 2-0 lead. They will have Hallie Zupan, Brenna Dickman, and Liz Kellish. 2, 3, and 4 in their order coming up. So the Pioneers with two runs on three base hits so far. As Maddie Nelson awaits her catcher, Walter, to get the gear on. There she comes, freshman. Talking with Mark Knoblaugh, who does all the coverage for the Main Streeters. Atlanta Walter, a freshman. She has the single season tied for the school record home runs in a year. Just a freshman with 8. And she has set the school record with 42 hits this year. The old record was 40. I would say she might hold every hitting record that Sock has by the time she's done in 3 years. Technically, is she still a freshman? I guess. Little Leaguers starting to show up here, and there's Little League Parks behind us and to our right and left. So here we go to the home half of the third. Piers leading Sauk Center 2-0. And here is the senior left fielder, Hallie Zupan. Hallie, in her first time up, hit a sharp single to center that scooted under the glove of Jada Struss, rolled all the way to the warning track. Hallie ended up at third and would score on Brenna Dickman's base hit. So 2-0 Piers over Sauk, bottom of the third, and a game that's moved along nicely. As a set here by Maddie Nelson. No strikeouts, no walks, and she starts the Zupan at-bat outside for a ball. 2-3-4. There have been a couple of errors behind Nelson. Zupan watches that one for ball two. Hallie will be attending St. Benedict University. Just on the corner. 2-1. On deck, Brenna Dickman as the Pioneers, heart of the order, coming up here against Maddie Nelson. The 2-1 offering, changeup grounded to Weir, knocks it down, picks it up, and threw her out. Nice play, nice recovery by the shortstop, Lisa Weir, to record the out. Now Brenna Dickman, who's got an RBI single on her line so far. That is the first out of the inning on a 6-3 scoring play. Here's the next set, and it is just on the inside edge. She's working inside here to the Pioneer hitters, is Maddie Nelson. At least that's what I seem to see from my vantage point. There's a changeup, grounded right under the glove of the third baseman, Brenna Bick. And that'll be a base runner for the Pioneers, and that was a routine one-hop grounder, and she just lifted the glove. E5, and again, Alyssa Sedlowski jumps out of the dugout to run for Brenna Dickman as a courtesy. Here's Liz Kellish now, the second baseman. The Pioneers took advantage of a two-out error last inning to get a run, and we'll see if Alyssa's turned loose here early. And is high for a ball. Alyssa's going to be going here. One out, one on. Alyssa, as a courtesy runner for Brenna on Tuesday, actually scored a couple of runs, had a hit. There's one fouled back for a strike. 1-1 the count to Liz Kellish. Liz was one of those players that got moved up in the batting order about midseason by Coach Pepping. As he and Coach Call discussed options, said, we just got to get our best hitters at the top of the lineup. And there goes Alyssa, and she will go in. And the ball skips away, and Alyssa hesitates. Now her attempt to get to third is in time. Sedlowski will get the steal and then another error. And Alyssa Sedlowski is now at third base. Alyssa slid in feet first at second, realized that the ball skipped away. As the pitch is, the count is 2-1. I always lose track of what the pitch is on a steal, and I've been doing that for 30 years. 3-1 now. Liz Kellish, a chance to drive in a run here. And she'll do just that, a base hit to left. Sedlowski in. Round and turn, and now the throw is away, and it hit the umpire, and Liz is into second. RBI single, and another error, as Liz had come to a full stop, and when the throw from left was off target, missed the cutoff, it actually ended up hitting the base ump and coming to a dead stop there. So it's 3-0. And Melby almost got hit, able to elude the pitch that broke inside to her. One ball to Emma Melby. So Liz Kellish makes it 3-0. She's now at second. Three errors in the inning on Sauk Center. The next pitch. Melby watched a nice one come in. There's one out. It began with a Hallie Zupan ground out to Weir at short, but then three errors have transpired since. Emily Sedlovsky is on deck. Here's the windup. It's a slow change. And just outside, apparently, 2-1 the count. We saw Pioneer batters get fooled at Sauk last week. That type of changeup, it was an even slower change. It had a lot of arc on it. It almost was like a slow pitch ball. There's a sharp hit to Weir. She'll fire across. And on the throw to first, it's Kellish advancing. And there are two outs. So, little delayed play there. And now it's Emily Sedlovsky with a two-out opportunity. Pierce 3, Sauk Center 0. We're in the home half of the third. Runner at third is Liz Kellish. And that is a strike. Emily hit one right back to the pitcher, her only time up, and that was on the first pitch she saw. 0-1 the count. Kellish at third. Here's the windup by... And that one got the corner, and there was that changeup that floats into home. And, boy, it takes a lot of patience to wait on that. And the girls are up there so anxious to swing away. And it takes a while for the ball to get there. 0-2 to Emily Sedlovsky from Maddie Nelson, and that time not in the strike zone. That same pitch, but not able to locate. 1-2 now to Emily Sedlovsky. There are two outs, a run in, runner at third, bottom of the third. Emily watches it low, got away a little bit from Walter, but she runs her down to her right. 2-2. Liz runs well, but she's also very smart, so she was not going to chance a close play at the plate there. Give Emily a chance to knock her in. The 2-2 pitch, line drive off the glove of the shortstop. Sedlowski's going to reach. I think that's going to be a base hit. I'm going to give Emily a hit on that. That was a rocket. And Sedlowski drives in a run to make it 4-0. Gets Cummings a chance. 0-1 with a flyout to Jada Struss in center. Boy, she shows bunt. Sedlowski takes off, and she is safe. Throw gets away, but Emily is in safely through a cloud of dust. Two runs in here. Cummings showed bunt, but that was a pure bluff. Here is the 0-1 pitch to Cummings. Swinging a foul to right. Out of play. 0-2 the count. Kelsey hits for Tori Wagner as the designated player. Once again this year, the state softball tournament is down in North Mankato. Pioneers trying to make their first ever trip there. There's a ground ball, just foul of third, played by Brenna Bick right near the coach's box there. So it stays 0-2. Class AA baseball, once again, is at the MAC in Piers, putts in favor. Trying to drive home Emily Sedlovsky is Kelsey Cummings, and that one is strike 3, and that's a changeup that dropped in to end the inning. But the Pioneers score 2, and they do it on a pair of hits. And there were 1, 2, 3 Sauk Center errors with one runner left on base. We're going to the fourth. Piers has built a 4-0 lead over the Main Streeters as Tori Wagner has been very comfortable out there in the heat. And she's thrown a lot of heat here today. She has already rung up 5 strikeouts, 1 walk through 3 innings. She's going to face 2, 3, and 4, starting with the freshman catcher, Lana Walter. The umpires stand midway up the third baseline, conversing. Home plate ump asking the base ump, where'd that hit you? Throw in from the outfield. I think it hit him right in the back of the foot. So Wagner and Dickman warming up, and then the batter will be Walter coming to the plate. One thing that's always interested me about softball as opposed to baseball is players can stand in either on deck circle. You never see that in high school baseball or college or pro baseball for that matter. But you'll see softball players, Sox center, right-handed hitters, they go over, they're standing right in front of the Piers dugout. Top of the fourth here, about to get underway. Walter 0-for-1 with a fly ball out to Emily Daler in right field. Hey, guys. Are you the umps? Don't throw me out. Wagner to Walter. And that one up and away. Ball one. Again, baseball tomorrow for the Pioneers. They are at Foley, 5 p.m. The 1-0 pitch to Walter. And that one skips and she hops out of the way. A rare bad miss there by Torrey. That one was about 5 feet in front of home. 2-0 now with Brenna Bick to follow. That one is up and away, 3-0. Piers 4, Sox center nothing. And here is the 3-0 pitch. Swing and a foul tip is held, 3-1. Right-handed hitting Lana Walter. That strike two got the inside corner. And from 3-0, Torrey has worked it back to a full count now. And here's the payoff. Swinging a ground ball. It'll roll right to Dickman. 1 foot on the bag, and what an out there. That one spun out to Erica Dickman at first. And from being down in the count 3-0 to Sox best hitter, they get an out. A ground ball to first that spins into the mitt of Erica Dickman. 1 foot on the bag, one glove, one hand extended with the glove on. Ball rolls right into it. First pitch popped up right side of the infield. Trouble, Kellish out. Kellish makes the play. Boy, there was a triangle of players there as Dickman, Kellish, and Daler racing in. And Liz takes charge and gets the out. Shallow right field. I thought that one might drop in. You just look at the players and they're, you assume they're talking to each other, communicating. But it looked like they were, one of them was going to peel away, and I just saw that was going to pop up. And speaking of pop-ups, Melby at third makes the catch in foul territory. And after the long at-bat resulting in the grounder to first, the next two pitches put outs on the board, and Sock is out in the fourth. Three up, three down. And the Pioneers will come up here now in the bottom of the fourth, still up 4-0. As Coach Schmiesing talking with Maddie Nelson as he heads in from third base where he was coaching, talking with his pitcher, Emily Daler, Erica Dickman, and Kiara Olish are the scheduled batters. That is 8-9-1 Piers with 4 runs on 5 hits so far. Pioneer Softball Today brought to you by the Piers Freedom Fest Committee, Edina Realty, Cindy Shaw, your agent, The Clothesline, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Check Auto Body. Jeff and crew do a great job over there. I've had to, thanks to some deer collisions and I think even a wild turkey collision, I've had to visit Jeff a couple of times. Schomer Insurance, another proud sponsor of the Piers Pioneers on You Are There Sports, as is Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Piers Fire Department also, along with Upsala Motors, another place that I have been to quite often, Upsala Motors, driving a new vehicle with their nameplate on the back. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Gertz Concrete, as here comes Emily Daler to the plate. Joe Call jogs down to the first base coaching box, and Emily reached on an error, stole a base, and scored on an Erica Dickman double. We'll lead it off in the bottom of the fourth. 4-0 Piers. And it is high for ball one. That strikeout to end last inning was the first of the game for Nelson. And the next pitch is in on the hands, popped up. Brenna Bick might have a play in foul territory, and she's got it in front of the dugout over there. So Daler is out number one. Bick, just enough room over there. And Daler is back into the dugout, fouling out to third. And here's Erica Dickman, who lined a double to center to drive in a run in the second inning. And changeup, ground ball. Weir at short, long throw. Weir makes the play. Nice play, Lisa Weir. Boy, that is a long throw by the shortstop. And she made the play nicely. Two outs. Top of the order now is Pierce shortstop, Kiara Olish. Kiara has flown out to left and center so far. Nelson. Ground ball to Weir. She spears that, fires on to first, and a heck of a good inning there. Boy, that's the best inning that Sock has turned in the field behind Nelson. Pop up and two nicely played ground balls by Weir ends the inning. And we are headed to the top of the fifth here at Miller Field in Waite Park. For the first time today, the Pioneers fail to put a run on the board as they go quickly 1-2-3. As Tori Wagner back out into the circle, doing a little groundskeeping. Outfielders do that little long toss. So, Maddie Nelson, one strikeout, no walks through her four innings. Tori Wagner, through her four, has struck out five and allowed only one base runner, a two-out walk, to the number nine hitter, Kate McEwen, in the third. And due up is Ella Froseth, Lisa Weir, and Jada Struss, 5-6-7 in the lineup. So Brenna Dickman guns it down to second, and here comes Ella Froseth. 4-0 Piers. Froseth, the lefty, ended up retired on a great catch by Hallie Zupan in foul territory in the second. The left-handed hitter fouling one down the line, and Hallie dove and caught it. And she tries it again, but pokes this one over the fence line down there. And that's a strike to start this inning. We're in the top of the fifth. Piers up by four. Lisa Weir is on deck. They shade her the opposite way with Sedlowski playing the left center alley. Torrey locates her knee-high fastball for strike two. Nobody out here as Froseth leads off the fifth. Wagner puts it off the plate. A little bit of a slower pitch that time. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Froseth. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind the pitcher, and it's caught by the shortstop. Nice running catch near second by Olish. And there's one out here in the fifth. Weir out on strikes against Wagner to end the first inning. So one quick out here. And the first pitch is inside to Weir. Weir made a couple of really nice plays. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike. 1-1 the count, 4-0 Piers, Weir, and then Struss. Bunt, and it is in front of home, picked up by Wagner. She'll have to hurry, and out at first. Erica Dickman goes down and picks that out. Heck of a play by Erica Dickman on the strong throw by Wagner. Well, trying to bunt her way on, any way on. And The bunt rolled right back halfway between home plate and the circle, and Wagner threw a dart to Dickman. Two outs. And now the batter's Jada Struss. Struss takes it low and outside. One ball, no strikes to Jada. She grounded out to Kiara Olish, leading off the third. Next pitch, high, 2-0. Again, the loser of this game will take on the loser of the Cathedral Holding Ford game on this field about 7 o'clock. 2-0 pitch, tap to the third baseman, Melby. She'll have to hurry, and out there! Melby with a cannon from third. And the Pioneers are playing some defense here in Waite Park today. Couple of bang-bang plays at first. And that's all for Sauk. They go in order. As the Pioneers, leading 4-0, have Zupan, Brenna Dickman, and Liz Kellish scheduled to hit. Going to the bottom of the fifth. Maddie Nelson back out to the circle. It's a 5 o'clock game tomorrow in Foley for the four-seeded Pioneers and the top-seeded, undefeated, number one-ranked Falcons. Pioneers have lost by a single run both times against Foley this year. It'll be a really interesting matchup tomorrow. Foley was a 6-2 winner yesterday in their win over Eden Valley Watkins, while the Pioneers were winners last night at home, taking care of Melrose 4-1. So the few final warm-up tosses here being put together by Maddie Nelson. She's pitched pretty well today. She's kept the Pioneer hitters off balance. It's a much more competitive game than it was just over a week ago when the Pioneers just slugged the Main Streeters out of their own ballpark, hitting 5 home runs in a 14-1 ball game. So here's Brenna Dickman to lead it off. The junior catcher has a... this is Hallie first. Hallie, then Brenna. Hallie singled and scored and then grounded out, leading off the third. So Zupan to start the fifth against Maddie Nelson. And that pitch tails and gets the edge. Strike one is the call. It's Zupan, Dickman, Kellish, 2-3-4. Wind up by Maddie Nelson. Taken up and away. Ball one. Hallie scorched one to center that rolled under the glove and all the way to the track. And by the time the ball got back to the infield, Hallie was standing at third. There's a strike called. Zupan now in a 1-2 count, leading off the fifth. Maddie Nelson, a right-hander, rocks and fires. Change up, swing, and a foul. Just got a piece of it. The umpire says that's a dead ball. Good luck to all the youth baseball players at the Heli tournament this weekend. Good to have that event going on again. There's a line drive to third, out number one. Hallie lines it to the glove of Brenna Bick. So one out. And settling into a pretty nice pitching groove right now is Maddie Nelson. One out. Dickman has singled in a run, reached on an error, and her courtesy runner, Sedlovsky, scored last time up. First pitch strike. Brenna Dickman. That one is high. Nice to see last Friday night at graduation, Brenna and Katie Leidenfrost were the two junior attendants. They had the duties of kind of leading the seniors into the gym. There's a fly ball to right field. That ball is hit. That ball is up. That ball is off the fence. Dickman's going to try for three. She's headed there, and she is in with a triple. Brenna Dickman to the base of the wall in right. A three-base hit. And the Pioneers have Dickman at third, and Sedlovsky will come out and run. A one-out triple to right by Brenna Dickman, and now it's Liz Kellish. Liz has an RBI single last time up and a ground ball to third. One out, Sedlovsky at third. And the pitch. Chopper to Bick. She looks Sedlowski back. The throw to first in time. The throw home and safe. Sedlowski scores. The out is recorded on a 5-3 grounder. Credit an RBI, though. And here's Emma Melby with the bases empty. Two outs and a run across. So they get the triple home on the ground out. Whoops. So it is now a 5-0 lead for the Pioneers in the fifth as the umpire makes sure all the corners are uncovered with the slide coming home. So Emma Melby has flown out and grounded out in two trips against Maddie Nelson so far today. And she pops it up to second. I don't know if she saw that right away. Then she acquires it and makes the catch. So Melby becomes a third out on a pop-up to the second baseman, Froseth, and that ends the inning. Piers will get one run on one hit, the Brenna Dickman triple, and then the RBI ground out by Liz Kellish. And the Pioneers have added to their lead. It's now a 5-0 lead as we go to the top of the sixth inning here in Waite Park. So far for Sauk, they're going to have their 8-9-1 batters due up for Coach Schmiesing, and that will be Kerfeld, McEwen, Nelson. I'm cheering across the way over there at the Cathedral Holding Ford game. Somebody's happy. As Wagner will warm up with Brenna Dickman here. We expected, or at least I did, expected a closer game this time, knowing, just visiting with some of the Sauk Center people I know, that they did not throw with who they considered their best pitcher against us just over a week ago. And that would be Maddie Nelson, considered their top pitcher. And she has kept the Pioneers, for the most part, in check, much more so than it was a week or so ago. But still, the Pioneers have put together 5 runs on 6 hits. They've been aided by 5 Sauk Center errors. Don't forget that there has been some leaky defense behind Nelson as well. So the first pitch is upstairs. Ball 1 in the 6th inning is underway. This is Greta Kerfeld, right-handed hitter, a strikeout victim, her only time up. Wagner and fastball is in for a strike. McEwen on deck. She hits for Gabby Dickinson, the left fielder. Next pitch. Good fastball and good location. Right on the black outside corner. And it's 1-2 to Kerfeld. Here's Wagner's 1-2 pitch to Greta Kerfeld. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And there is one away.
Now batting the right fielder, number 7, Kate McEwen.
And here's the only base runner so far, Kate McEwen. She took a 2-out walk in the 3rd. That is the 6th strikeout for Torrey. One out here in the top of the 6th inning as Wagner rocks, fires, and starts. Fly ball towards Daler, over to her right. Puts it away, and there are 2 down. So one pitch to retire McEwen for the 2nd out, and now it's the pitcher at the top of the order, Maddie Nelson. 2 long braided ponytails hanging out of the back of her helmet. Not that I've ever had that decision to make, but how do you decide between one ponytail and 2? Swing and a miss. Fastball got her. 1 strike. Straightaway outfield. Nelson would be followed by Walter. As continuing to just tick off outs is Wagner. She fires another one past the swinging Maddie Nelson. Quickly 0-2. This is the definition of a pitcher being locked in right here. This is Torrey Wagner. 0-2. Swinging a foul off her braid. Still 0-2. A lot of people here at the facility. You look across. Parking lots look full. Good to see fans at the venues enjoying high school activities. Again, 0-2 to Nelson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And Wagner is mowing down the streeters today in Waite Park. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Pioneers might be coming up for the final time here. They have got the bottom of the sixth inning coming up here. As two more strikeouts with Torrey pushes her total to 7 in the ball game. And in the bottom half of the inning, it's due Sedlowski, Cummings, Daler. And we'll see if there's any changes for Coach Pepping or not. But I see a girl in the on-deck circle. I can see the helmet, but that looks like Emily from here. Oh, that's Kelsey. So maybe the last time up here today for the Pioneer softball team, the number one seed. They went to a 1-17 seeding a couple of years back. They used to have the subsections. Piers was a one seed in a subsection at one a couple of years ago, back in the Brittany Bozer pitching era. It wasn't too long ago. You know you've been a good player when you have an era named after you. The Brittany Bozer era certainly applies. Pioneers have made it to a couple of section finals, but they've never been to a state tournament. They're going to try and get that done this year. So here we go to the last of the sixth. And here is Emily Sedlowski to lead it off, the center fielder. So Emily has an RBI single, a sharp ball to short that drove in a run, and she's hit back to the pitcher. And the first pitch is bunted up the first baseline. It's rolling, and it's foul. Boy, that was close. That's good groundskeeping right there. That's what that is. That tells you that there's no tilt to the field at all. Halfway up the line, it just stayed on course and stopped foul, I should say. So one strike, and Emily swings through that pitch. 0-2 to senior Emily Sedlowski, the female athlete of the year at Piers. Four-sport athlete. Swinging a little fister out towards short. It'll be caught. Got jammed and pops it up to Weir for the out. And now the designated player, Kelsey Cummings. The way this high school season began this fall with the delay of volleyball and just the way things got underway as Cummings swings and misses for strike one, it allowed some of these athletes to play two fall sports. And Emily played tennis and volleyball. Emily Sedlowski, a tennis and volleyball player. That one outside. Emily Daler, the right fielder, ran cross-country and played volleyball this fall. Emily Harold was a tennis player, volleyball. Chopper to Weir at short, stays down for her, throws and got her. Nice stretch at first base by Maggie Waring. Two down. And that'll bring up Emily Daler now. So after a few little hiccups in the field early, the Main Streeters have tightened things up and played some pretty good defense behind Nelson. But some bad plays early have cost them some runs, and they find themselves down late as the first pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Two outs, Piers leading Sox Center, 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And that pitch is ruled outside. 1-1 to Emily Daler. Emily actually had a pretty good cross-country season. Foul back. Big uppercut swing by Emily, and it's a ball and two strikes. Daler will be followed if she reaches by Erica Dickman. Pop to short, ground to short, and a high change. Two balls and a strike to two and two to Emily Daler. Or 2-1, excuse me. Daler pops foul. Now it's 2-2. 2-2 to Emily Daler. Pioneers were retired in order in the fourth by Nelson. And I guess it's appropriate to say that's the only inning they haven't scored. Tough to score when you don't get on, and they won't get on this inning. A strikeout sends us to the seventh. Three up, three down for the second time today. And the Pioneers will go to the top of the seventh inning, needing three outs to move on to tomorrow's winner's bracket game against the winner of Cathedral Holding Ford. It is a 5-0 lead for the Pioneers as Tori Wagner will look to finish what she started, facing 2-3-4, Walter Bick and Waring. Tori has fanned seven today, walking only one. So Wagner. I saw Scott Bunchy, the Albany AD, walking around here earlier. Albany's at a neighboring field. They're playing their game against Osakis. That's a 3-6 seed game. So here we go. Last, our top half of the seventh, last chance possibly for Sox Center in this game. Lana Walter will bat. She is flown out to Emily Daler and grounded out to Erica Dickman, hitting the ball the opposite way twice. Walter, Bick, and Waring. Here we go with Wagner's first pitch of the inning. And it's hit to left. Well hit. And that ball is against the fence. And that's a double to start the inning. And the first hit of the game goes to Lana Walter, one hopping the fence in left. And now Brenna Bick. Brenna has grounded out to Kiara Olish at short and popped up to the second baseman, Liz Kellish. So Wagner allows her first hit to lead off the seventh, but delivers a strike there to the next hitter. A 5-run lead. The 0-1 delivery. Wagner zips it. It's grounded over to Liz. They'll get the out at first. Advancing Walter to third. Well, maybe in a different part of the game, an earlier portion of the game, you'd call that a productive out, but you'd much rather have the base hit, obviously. You're down to your final two outs now. Runner at third. Now Wagner going to try and first goal. The no-hitter is gone. Now it's the win, obviously, is the number one priority. Then the no-hitter. Then the shutout. Runner third with one out. Seventh inning. 5-0 Piers. There's a strike called. On deck after Brenna Bick is the first baseman, Maggie Waring. Piers and Sox Center for the second time in about 9 days. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to Maggie Waring. First baseman. One out on the grounder to second after the Walter double. See what Wagner and Brenna Dickman decide on here. Here's the pitch. Chopped up the line. It'll be foul. Foul in front of the bag. Glove there by Melby. Would have gotten Walter home. Froseth on deck. One away. 1-2 the count to Maggie Waring. One away here in Waite Park. Here's the windup by Wagner. Up high. No chase that time. Two balls and two strikes to the first baseman, Maggie Waring. Piers up 5-0 here over Sox Center. Sedlovsky in center, stations herself straight away. There's one foul back to the screen. Still 2-2. Pioneers have played good defense. They've not committed an error today. They've had some pretty far from routine plays, but they've made them. Here comes the 2-2 pitch again from Wagner to Waring. Rise ball is high, 3-2. Just don't want to give a team that you're ahead of comfortably a sense that they can climb back into something here. So get this out. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and there's an out. The strikeout for out number two. And the Pioneers are one out away. As Tori rings up her eighth strikeout of the afternoon. So Froseth has flown out to the left side twice, once to Zupan in foul territory, and once to Olish near second. Inside, got away. Here comes the runner home. She'll score. Walter races home. No hesitation on her part. And it's 5-1. Pitch came inside, and that'll be a wild pitch to get the run home. So a 5-1 score now. And Froseth will try and start something with the bases cleared. So they get the double home on the wild pitch and a ground out. Not in that order. Need one more out. Al Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, his favorite saying, just win, baby. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Fisted, foul. No chance for Brenna to get back on that, and that is strike one. One the count to Ella Froseth. Here's the next pitch. Foul back, and the Pioneers are now one strike away. 1-2 to second baseman Ella Froseth. Piers 5, Sox Center 1. There will be a game, an elimination game, right after this one, once the field is prepared and the other team gets here. Sox, if they cannot come back, will stay here and play the next game. And there is just outside Tori. Wanted to get that call and ring up her ninth strikeout to end her night. She'll try it again. 2-2 to Froseth. Ground ball to Olish. Olish has it come up on her, and that'll be an error on Kiara. And the Streeters stay alive. So Kiara could not handle a ball that was hit up the middle, just to her glove side. And the batter now is Lisa Weir. Weir has struck out and hit back to Wagner, tried to bunt her way on, and was thrown out nicely by Tori. They've got Emily Peters running at first. Emily Peters. Peters, a pinch runner. So, still one out away here, and the pitch, a little bit low. Two down, a run is in, a runner on first. Streeters, their goal right now is just to keep putting players on base. They have no margin for error, and a strike is called on the inside corner. 1-1 to Lisa Weir, 0-2 today. Here's the set, and it's inside. 2-1 the count. Pioneers are looking for their 13th win in a row. Comes the 2-1 pitch, and it clips the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Again, a strike away from victory. Runner at first here with two down and the two-strike pitch high. 3-2. Jada Struss is the scheduled on-deck batter. 3-2 to Lisa Weir, trying to keep the game alive, and it's pulled foul to left and out of play. So credit the Main Streeters. They're refusing to roll over here, battling right to the end. Scoring a run here in their final at-bat, getting their first hit of the game, a leadoff double by Walter, scoring on a wild pitch. But there again, down to their final strike here against Tori Wagner. The 3-2, two-out pitch, swing and a miss, strikeout, and the Pioneers have won the ball game. The Pioneers defeat Sauk Center 5-1, and they will play tomorrow. Now we'll find out later on whether they'll play at 1 o'clock or at 5. So the Pioneers win it by a score of 5-1, scoring 5 runs on 6 hits. They commit 1 error. They leave 3 runners on base today. They scored 1 in the first on an RBI single by Brenna Dickman to plate Hallie Zupan. They added another run in the second on an RBI double with 2 outs by Erica Dickman. They scored 2 times in the third. They got RBI single by Liz Kellish, RBI single Emily Sedlovsky to go up 4-0. In the fifth, they got a RBI groundout for Liz Kellish to drive in their final run of the afternoon, putting them up 5-0. And then Sauk Center tallied their lone run in the top of the seventh when catcher Lana Walter led off with a double to the base of the wall and left. She went over to third on a ground out to second and would score on a wild pitch. So Sauk Center now will stay here, and they will play to keep their season alive in about an hour. More than that, though, I would guess, because I look across the way. That game is still going on over there, the Holding Ford St. Cloud Cathedral game. The loser of that game will come over here to face Sauk Center in an elimination contest. Piers will play tomorrow. We just don't know what time of day that will be. The reason being is that Holding Ford has high school graduation tomorrow night. And so to accommodate that, if Holding Ford wins over Cathedral, or they would, if they lose to Cathedral, come here and beat Sauk Center, the schedule tomorrow will move up. Piers would then play a 1 o'clock game against the winner of the Holding Ford Cathedral game. So they're going to play either at 1 or 5 tomorrow. It just depends on what Holding Ford does. Sauk Center now falls to 12-10 on the season. They have to regroup, and the message I'm sure from Coach Schmiesing down there is, hey, we're not done. We've got more softball left to play in our season here, and he just finished up his talk, and it looks like the message got through. The girls popped up, and they look pretty energetic. So they are going to be coming up here in a little bit against either Holding Ford or St. Cloud Cathedral. Piers now has won 13 in a row, and their record overall now stands at 21-1. Photo opportunity time for the girls down there. So that's going to do it for us here from Waite Park. We'll keep you updated on what transpires with Holding Ford later on today. Again, if Holding Ford wins either one of the two games today, Piers will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow right here on the same field. Piers would be right here on this Miller Park field again tomorrow, whether it's at 1 or 5. Good luck tomorrow as well to both the golf teams tomorrow. Boys and girls have the section meet at Blackberry Ridge over in Sartell. I think the boys tee off. I think Coach Poland told me the first tee time is at 1:03, I believe. I not sure what time the girls will tee it off. Probably a morning start, I'm guessing, then for the girls. But they'll try and qualify for state in Sartell tomorrow. So Tori Wagner throws a one-hitter and ends up striking out nine. Walked only one. So Tori Wagner, an outstanding pitching performance. Erica Dickman goes 1-for-2. Emily Sedlovsky was 1-for-3. Liz Kellish was 1-for-3, drove in two. Brenna Dickman was 2-for-3, on base three times. Her courtesy runner scored twice. She drove in a run. Hallie Zupan was 1-for-3 today. Pioneers did not really knock the ball all over the park, but they did enough to move on in the winner's bracket with a 5-1 victory over the Main Streeters. So Piers wins 5-1. The baseball team plays Foley tomorrow at 5. Golf teams in action. And, of course, Pioneer softball as well, as the spring sports season continues to roll on what will be a very warm Friday. Again, thanks to all our sponsors here on You Are There Sports. Again, the final score from Miller Park in Waite Park, Piers 5 and Sauk Center 1. Good night, everybody.